everyone! I'm your host, Uncle Coco, and welcome to one of the funniest and entertaining podcasts made for kids! Today, I'm going to be answering some questions about Coco Land. What's the first one?
If you could travel back in time and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
If I could travel back in time and give my younger self one piece of advice... maybe it would be... Don't collect pets from random people.
That would probably help you a lot.
Yep, I ended up with quite the collection of pets because all my friends would just give me random pets and I'd be like, oh, yay, great. But looking back, it might not have been such a good idea.
Like so, that tiger?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, like the Swedish dog.
And the bear and the chimpanzee, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the next one. If you could be any flavor of ice cream, which flavor would you be and why?
If I could be an ice cream flavor?
Yes, maybe one that no one would eat.
I hope no one would eat me. I don't know. I don't suppose I ever thought about being an ice cream flavor. That's a very interesting question, Rocket. Well, maybe I'd be the Uncle Coco flavor. It would taste delicious, or maybe it wouldn't taste delicious. I wouldn't want people to eat me.
But people would make you again after you get eaten.
Well, maybe I would be delicious. Yeah, I would be delicious. I would taste better than any ice cream flavor you have ever tasted before in your life.
Sounds good. If you could have any superpower, and it had to be related to food, what would it be and why?
A superpower related to food. Maybe every time I said the word pizza, a pizza popped up.
That'd be neat.
Then we won't even have to make lunch. I could just say, pizza, and then there you go, you got pizza.
But what if you're talking about to your friends about your good pizza, and
yeah,
then
it would
pizza
just be like,
pops up?
Oh, hey, Marv, I had this awesome pizza for lunch, and oh, there's a pizza.
Again when you say, oh, there's a pizza, and another.
Well, then I would have another pizza. And then when I said that, I would have another pizza, and oh, I would just have pizzas all over the place.
Hey, but it'd be cool for a while.
It would be cool for a while.
I'd set up a stand to sell pizzas.
Yeah, maybe I would set up a pizza stand and sell pizzas.
What's the coolest thing you've ever learned or discovered?
Fried pickles.
Easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
What was your weirdest dream that you ever had?
The weirdest dream I ever had?
Yep.
Well, I've had a lot of dreams over my lifetime. But I had this one dream. Where I dreamed that I was in this car. And me and Theodore were driving down the road, and then all of a sudden we came to this bridge, but it wasn't there, and Theodore just hit the jump button on his car and just jumped over, so we didn't even need a bridge. And then we came to traffic, and he just jumped over the traffic with his jump button.
Wow!
And we just went driving all around and jumping over stuff. It was crazy.
It was weird. Jump over construction sites.
Yeah, it was actually pretty nice to just jump over stuff. But that was a weird dream.
That is.
He thought it was completely normal, but I didn't. And I woke up and I ran to Theodore's house. I said, Theodore, do you have a jump button on your car? And he said, what do you mean? No, I don't have a jump button. I was like, oh yeah, it was a dream I had. So it wasn't real, but it would have been cool if it was.
If you tell him about your dream, he might actually make it.
Oh yeah, he could invent a jump button. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to tell him about that.
Yeah, we should probably stop rambling, though.
Yeah, we've gotten the last question. Yeah, we went pretty far down a rabbit trail. Anyway, what's the last question?
Have you ever found anything useful to do with that mystery vine in your garden?
Well,
that thing that's growing all over the house.
It has gotten big. I need to ask Dr. Dave how to contain it and keep it from growing all over the place. Vines, they just grow everywhere. But we did make that really good bread thing that Dr. Dave said to make. That was delicious. You guys remember that?
Yeah!
That was so good.
Delicioso.
So yeah, the fruits are nice and we can make that really good bread and it's really sticky, but we got it all over ourselves.
And they're soccer balls.
Yeah, we kick the fruits around like soccer balls, but
once you hollow out the stuff and make bread. We could just cut some of the vines and it'll regrow.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Dr. Dave how to contain it, so that would be nice. But I kind of like the mystery vine. I'm starting to like it.
Yeah, it's actually getting pretty useful.
Well, and it's just tasty if you chew it enough.
Yeah.
If you chew it enough, it won't stick to your mouth.
Don't even have to buy new soccer balls.
Yeah, we can kick them around like soccer balls, and we can eat them. And
another rabbit trail.
Oh, yeah, that was another rabbit trail. We went pretty far down that one, too. But is that all the questions?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, because that was the last one. So thank you, everyone, for listening today. We really appreciate you. If you have some questions about anything CocoLand related, you can ask them by going to our website at theamazingcocoland.com and going to Ask Uncle Coco. We'll also put a link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye!